Full Works pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Anglesey camp. Great to have joining us ahead of taking the field as co-captain of the Kangaroos. He's the star number 33. He'll be in the long sleeves on a very chilly afternoon, no doubt. Dale Kerr, and he's sitting alongside, thanks to Pool Works, our own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Well, Dale, yes, it is a big clash today. Obviously, you're fighting for a final spot, even at this early stage of the season. But you met them in their first game of the season. We know how much they've improved. What really did you take away from that game against them, and areas that you're really need to be at your best today to get over the line again?
Yeah, I didn't actually play that game, but watching on the sidelines, it was they stayed in the game for the full four quarters, and I think we were up by sort of 20-25 points going into the last quarter, and then they really come back hard. So just shows they play the four quarter footy sort of thing, so we know that that's what they're going to bring today. So it's going to be a big four quarter effort for us to get over the line.
And obviously, we're covering BFL and GFL this year. A lot of teams are lacking that key forward, and it's such an underrated area of the game, those inside 50s and having that target. You've got the luxury of looking up and seeing Aiden Grass up there. He's kicked a couple of bags already this season. Must be really comforting to have a forward like that where you can sort of have that focal point and build your forward line around.
Yeah, definitely. He's he plays pretty much. He's not the tallest forward, and he's not the smallest. He just plays both. Really well. He's good ahead. He's good when it hits the ground. So he's a real hard matchup. So we know when we get it inside 51 on one to him, he's going to be really, really dangerous. So just as long as we sort of get the footy in his area, we know that he's really capable of kicking bags of goals, which he has done so far this year, and hopefully continue to do this season.
Shop, which I'm just a little bit jealous. I wish I could have hair like that.
Nah, that's pretty cruisy, the game. I just pretty much just get up, just relax, and maybe take the dog for a walk, and then just mosey on down to wherever we're playing, either Anglesey or away. So just try and take a pretty chilled before hopefully getting into the game.
You look a little bit different this week. It looks like three changes. The team that came out Thursday night was an unchanged team, but Walters, Collins and King in for Hutchinson, Vigona and Declan Everett. Can I just ask about Max Vigona, why he's not playing today? Because he's coming off a big one last week.
Yeah, he played unbelievable last week. He's actually gone away to his overseas season this week, so I don't know if he accidentally booked it a little bit early before the bye or whatnot, but it would be great to have out there today, but we don't. But we know that we've sort of filled them three spots with three experienced players as well, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Hutchinson's out in the twos? Do I see him out there?
Nah,
early?
Hutchinson's away as well,
okay.
Actually. Yep.
And Deck Everett?
Yeah, and he is away as well. They've all gone away, so unfortunately, we're without them three, who have obviously been real pivotal parts of the season so far, but that's probably been our strength this year, is knowing that we've got some depth coming in, and I think they're three premiership players coming back into the side, so really looking forward to that.
Good memories coming back here?
Yeah, definitely, especially walking into the rooms and whatnot. Yeah, unbelievable. So just really keen to obviously get out there and play Newcombe today, who was, like we were saying earlier, it's a massive game, to be quite honest, fifth and sixth, and it's pretty much nearly a finals game now, really. So yeah, just looking forward to that battle.
Before I let Jason Kirsch loose on you, can I just ask about Jason Ashby? How's he tracking?
Yeah, Jace is back in today as well.
Yep.
So he played two last week, just with had a bit of a niggling calf through pre-season and whatnot, and then he had a good break and played some minutes in the twos last week, and he'll be back playing today. So looking forward to that.
Curry, Charlie Lawless has been released from the Falcons. Where's he at? Is he injured still?
No, he's playing two, he's sort of in ones a little bit. He's a really good player, good young upcoming backman. But yeah, he's just sort of been a little bit inconsistent. But I'm guessing he's just coming from sort of the Falcons into sort of real men's football. So he's still finding his way, but still obviously a really, really good young player.
Yeah, back of the cricket. When's the pre-season start?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. I think 3 weeks away. Man, Bitter's got some indoor sessions booked. So looking forward to that.
So I see Josh Garner gets booked by East Belmont. I think, hang on a minute. They're finally going to be finally maybe match it with the Magpies, and then you just take P155 and get Pete Herrick and Tane Houston and a few others. You're very good at just recruiting, you know, without really, I suspect, recruiting.
Yeah, I guess that comes with being successful. I guess over a fair few years that people want to just be successful and whatnot. So, but yeah, always trying to look at new faces to help out and improve around the club, which is really good.
What was bigger, the cricket premiership celebrations or footy premiership celebrations?
Cricket's a pretty good.
But they're both just a few reptiles out of the net.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Northern suburbs.
So. But you win the cricket ones for fun, though. Winning the club's first flag at footy for 26 years would be...
That was a very big night. No, it's just, I don't know, both very good experiences, I guess, especially the Anglesey one. I grew up playing all my juniors here, and I went to Grovey and Donald and whatnot, and come back, and just to see a lot of old faces around the club that when I was younger, supporting that game and whatnot, when I was younger, watching them play seniors or reserves, whatever it may have been, to then obviously get the biggest prize and win that grand final was pretty special.
Playing 145 this afternoon, Dale Kerr is with us thanks to Poolworks. Got a dirty pool or spark, called Poolworks, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. Here's Matt Kershaw.
Curry, you've been around a while. Mm-hmm. You've been Ballerine GFL Donald up in the Northern Donald. Central football.
Are they the Donald Ducks?
No, the Donald Blues. Yeah.
Why are they the Ducks?
They should be. Yeah. You're right. And they love their duck hunting up there as well, but we digress. Curry, I'm going to ask you a bit about your footballing background, and I'm going to ask you the best three players you've ever played with, and that's Ballerine, GFL,
North,
and you only played 12 games. Too many good players out there. Couple of stars. Byron Dunellan. Remember him, Kingy?
Played for Lara with you.
He did in the flag. Anyway, we digressed.
Three best players.
Twice. To himself. It's all about you.
Jordan Kerris has given me the thumbs up out there. So
Jordan Kerris. You mentioned Jordan Kerris. We'll cut off his...
Bugger off, Jordy. It's not about you.
Jordan's a very good footballer. I reckon Jordan Erskine was very, very talented up forward.
Champion.
Now, we hear he might be playing in Anarchy's reserves today.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy to think that, especially when... I've played with him. I think the year that I played, he kicked 100 goals, nearly 100 points, I reckon, in the same year. So, it's the amount of shots on goal.
Who are they playing against, just out of interest, Kingy?
They're playing Werribee Central.
Oh, okay, yep.
So, Jordan Erskine would be up there. Geordie Alexander, I played only a few years with him at Anglesey. Yep. Just so skillful and tough on both sides of the foot. And Nathan Deans was just exactly the same. I really just like the way they go about their footy. So, just hard in and under. Just you know what you're going to get every single week from him. So, they're probably the three.
Pretty good three, let's be honest. Absolutely. Now, toughest opponent ever in the GFL you've played on?
I remember when I was younger, first sort of to build, I remember Kane Smith. When they were really strong, we probably weren't too strong, and I just remember playing him, and I was nearly scared playing against him. He'd just sort of bully you around, but I guess it just sort of showed from playing juniors and then going to men football what it was really like. So I remember him being really, really tough.
And what about in the Ballerine? Toughest opponent? In the GFL, toughest opponent in the GFL.
I don't know. They're all tough. I struggled when I went there. I don't know. I can't pinpoint one down, to be quite honest. But no, the GFL was obviously a really good standard of footy. Especially they're all between sort of 20 and 25, still looking to obviously go further in their football. So they're all sort of excelling at the time. So, yeah.
Kerry, big clash. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us. A lot of players have got routine, and it's probably not talking to the media, but I just know your laid-back nature. I could make a phone call during the week and say, yeah, I'm happy to do that. We wish you the very best of luck. Got the old-school Canterbury rugby top on as well.
They look good, don't they?
The old-school. I love the rugby tops. Yep. With the old logo, he's just kicking a bit of retro. So, and looking forward to seeing long sleeves. Black boots today?
Yep, definitely. Yeah.
Can you tell Geordie to turn his
ears out?
What's going on?
He likes to be seen.
He's a real look at me.
He's a real look at me.
Real look at me, Geordie.
Terrible. Thanks for joining us, Dale. Good luck today.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys.
Poolworks pre-game interview.